episode 864, Magnify.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
happy,
the
happy
radio.
Day. Are you ready to shake your day down? It is Inspiration Day, so and it's all about you. You are going to get your heart filled. We're going to talk about Magnify. For those of you who are brand new to Create Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. What better word is there than magnify? It's time to magnify your life. Build yourself up so the excuses don't get in your way. You need to let those excuses melt. I know I get trapped in them, and it's easy to do, but you have dreams and goals. Magnify what good is coming from your pursuit. Every day you make a choice. Yes, you choose the direction of where you want your life to go. When you are living out your mission and pursuing your vision, you will stumble. It's going to happen. Trouble awaits around the corner. But you, who wants to impact, must choose triumph or defeat. What do you choose to magnify? Do you want triumph? Or would you rather choose defeat? Are you willing to settle in and stew over your failings and shortcomings? We all have them. I have them. And it can be really frustrating when you feel like you're just digging a deeper hole and you think you're getting out of it, but then you look back and you're like, oh, I'm not going anywhere. But what are you magnifying? Or are you ready to impact one step at a time, magnifying your step, your next step? And even when you fall, you magnify the getting up. Have you ever watched the Olympics? I'm sure you have, or maybe you've seen at least clips of them. And I love it because it's when the nations come together. The world brings their best athletes. And it's amazing when they come to the track. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not a real big fan of the track. Now, if I know somebody, yes. But when it comes to the Olympics, I'm all in. There's just something about it. It's energizing. There's always a story to be told, a story to learn, motivation to be captured. When I was watching the Olympics a few years back, I can remember there were, you know, multiple races going around. They have, you know, the baton races and just the running. I mean, you know, the 100-meter dash and all of that. In all of those races, there's always an oops. There's somewhere in there someone who falls, someone who drops the baton. But what happens? Do we stop and magnify the fall? Do we say, oh my gosh, did you see her? I think her shoelace was untied. Come on, let's go. Blow that screen up with technology. Let's do it. Oh, maybe her shoes weren't fitting right and she just slipped right out of them. No, we don't do that at all. We magnify her getting back up and finishing the race. We magnify him after he has fallen and rolled and he's bleeding. We talk about how he gets back up and somehow gains the strength to cross the finish line. What are you magnifying in your life? Is your race all about excuses? Because it's time to get out of the mess and move up. You can't sit here and go through life going, yep, I love these excuses. I've fallen, I failed, I can't do this project right, my marriage stinks, I'm yelling at my children, I'm frustrated. I yell at the cats and they just look at me. Why am I yelling at them? They've done nothing. All they want is food in their little, you know, bowl, and they want a clean litter box. How difficult can that be? But for some reason, we become our own excuses because we stew in them. We say that, oh, I think this is a good place for me to be. It's time to get out of the mess and move up. Magnify the goodness in your life. There's a lot of goodness in your life. Magnify the great works God is doing for you. You're only failing more because that's what you're focused on. I think that's why I'm so enamored by the word magnify. We sometimes overuse the word focus. And magnify is to lift up, to amplify. And I see it as a twofold. If I'm magnifying my greatness, where does my greatness come from? My goodness, what I've done, what I've accomplished, it comes from God. That's my belief. And when that happens, oh my gosh, there's just something about it. It's like the trumpets are blaring. God has prepared a way for me in front of me. I can't help but stand 2 inches taller and feel stronger. I am going to finish the race. Are you going to finish yours? You're only failing more because that's what you focus on. You actually succeed more than you fail. What would happen if you woke up with the attitude to magnify your goodness, the accomplishments to come, and a heart full of gratitude? Game changer? You better believe so. It's time to get in the race. Don't give in, give up. Give up to God what He is already preparing for you. Magnify the goodness and blessings. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. Talk to you soon. I love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.